Danielle decided to make sushi with her brother Jonathan. They both love sushi and cooking. They thought this would be the perfect way to bond with each other and have fun. Sushi was something they never made. They needed to buy all the supplies to make the perfect sushi. They read recipes and watched videos on how to make sushi. Even if it was not perfect, Danielle was sure it would taste good. Jonathan was in charge of buying the supplies. He stopped by his local Japanese supermarket. This was one of his favorite markets because of its cheap prices and quality products. He started by looking for the seaweed and rice. He quickly found those in the same aisle. He then began to pick the seafood they would use. He decided on salmon, tuna, and eel. Danielle's favorite was salmon. He also got some cucumbers, carrots, and avocados to add extra flavor. Jonathan brought back his supplies home. They were ready to make the sushi. They set everything up in the kitchen. They were ready to roll. They divided the tasks. One person was in charge of preparing the sushi. The other person was in charge of rolling the sushi and cutting nicely into pieces. They needed to make enough for themselves and their parents. They even made extras. After all their hard work, they ate their delicious sushi and watched a movie together. The sushi was delicious and tasted really fresh. Their parents approved of their homemade sushi.